Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Parshas Vayetze is the building and the establishment of the Shiftei Ka, is the vast majority of them. And first Leah with her four, Vatamod Milades, and then Rachel. And the conversation with Yaakov that's so painful. Havali Bani Bimayin Mesa Anochi, and even though Rachel was somewhat out of line, right, in making certain assumptions about Yaakov Avinu. Nonetheless, Yaakov should not have responded. He should have understood the pain that she was suffering. Right? Vayicharaf Yaakov b'Rachel atachas alukimani asher manami meich privaten. Chazal say kacha oninus hamiikos. Is this the way that we answer women who are suffering, or even are causing you suffering? Yaakov Avinu should have understood. In any event, as the Ramban points out, Rachel from this point on recognized that she had to redouble her efforts in terms of tefillah, because Yaakov was not going to, so to speak, do it for her. Not that Rachel hadn't davened before, but there was a sense of a crisis that set over her, and she recommitted herself to tefillah. This is the lashon of the Ramban. Vinei atzadekes berosa shalotuchal yisamechal tefillas Yaakov shavu lispal al atzma al shomea tzaaka v'zehu v'yishma eleha Elohim. Rachel intensified her tefillos. The Sfarno, Kedarko Bakodesh, picks up on the Ramban, but he notes that when Bilha, which was Rachel's response, is to bring Bilha into the family fold, when Bilha enters that situation, and they have done, Vatamer Rachel, Danani Elohim Vigam Shema Bikoli Vaitan Liban Alkein Karashmo Dan, that there are two different and distinctive elements that Rachel is articulating. One, Danani Elohim, Vegam, Shama Bekoli, says a Svarno, Danani Elohim, Tzadik Ubedino, Shalonasan Liheirayon, she's Matzdekes Hadin. This is part of the godless of Rachel, said that all of the suffering and the embarrassment, the emotional pain that she endured, that is, Tzadik Hu Hashem. That is too representative of divine justice. Vegam, Shama Bekoli. And despite that fact, that on some level, I deserve this for whatever reason, we don't know of anything that Rachel did to deserve it, but she's matzdekes hadin al atzma. V'afal pichein kibel tefilasi, right? That I recommitted myself to tefila. So v'gam shama bekoli. So this is a profoundly spiritual moment for Rachel, where she's both being matzdekes hadin and giving hodah at the same time, in terms of the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to her tzaakos, especially after she had turned to Yaakov to, in some sense, to do it for her, right? Havali vanim, not that she thought that he could snap his fingers, but as Rabban notes, and very well established within the Rishonim in general, that Yitzchak vayetar Yitzchak Lashem enochach ishto. If Yitzchak could do it, why can't you do it, etc. So we have a very clear indication that was Rachel's tzpia, that's what she expected, but that's not what eventuated. So she had to find something within herself in this regard.